There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and Happy New Year! Welcome to episode 180 of The 80%. For the first episode of the year, we're looking back to the most listened to episodes of 2023 and sharing with you a few of my plans for this podcast this 2024. Are you ready to listen, learn, and reminisce with me? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Happy New Year! And kamusta ang bakasyon mo at ang mga celebration? I hope everything went well at nakapag-bonding ka ng gusto kasama ang mga mahal mo sa buhay. Bukod sa mga usual posts sa social media, isa sa mga napansin ko ay marami akong kaibigan na nagpapasalamat dahil natapos na rin nilang bayaran ang mga utang nila noong 2023. Particularly, mga credit card debts na naipon mula pa noong pandemic. Back to normal na pagdating sa trabaho at pagnenegosyo at mukhang talagang tinuunan ng pansin ng karamihan ang pagbabayad ng kanilang mga utang. To start off our list, here is the fifth most popular episode of 2023. This is episode 151 entitled, Three Types of Debt and How It Can Affect Your Finances. Very important for you to always ask yourself kung mag-a-apply ka ng loan, saan mo ba gagamitin yung pera? Is it for a necessity? Kasi kung hindi, that's bad debt, that's ugly debt, and you have to avoid that. So another way of understanding debt is, syempre meron kang present income na ginagamit mo for your present needs. And then yung kikitain mo, yung income mo in the future, that is for your future needs. Kapag umuutang ka, ano yung ibig sabihin niyan? You are using your future income for your present needs. Yung sweldo mo in the future, ginagamit mo na ngayon. Yan yung nangyayari kapag umuutang ka. Siyempre, minsan we cannot avoid mga unexpected expenses. May biglang nagkasakit, may biglang nasira na appliance sa bahay. That's okay. But kung umuutang ka, tas ginamit mo siya para sa mga present wants mo. That becomes bad and ugly debt. And sometimes, nagiging questionable na yung ating future income kasi naubos na siya, wala na tayong panggastos sa future needs natin. So, avoid going into bad and ugly debt. Parati akong tinatanong kung paano ang gagawin kapag ang sweldo ay eksakto lang sa mga gastos nila. Mahirap talaga kapag ganun ang situation mo. At ang solusyon ko dyan ay wala kang ibang pwedeng gawin kundi maghanap ng racket or side hustle. 2023 siguro ang taon kung saan naging busy tayong lahat maghanap ng extra income, lalo na't napakataas ng inflation rate natin. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why episode 157 is our top 4. It's the episode where we shared 7 profitable side hustles for introverts. At mukhang hindi lang mga introverts ang nakinig dito. Here's a clip and one of the tips I shared from that episode. The first side hustle is putting up a dropshipping business. Bakit? Kasi yung dropshipping business, once you are able to set it up, para siyang online na vending machine. Okay? So, ang challenge sa dropshipping business, medyo mataas ang kailangan mo na technical knowledge. Medyo kailangan marunong ka sa pasikot-sikot ng pag-setup na website, pag-automate ng payment system, etc. And the good news, marami ng mga online courses, maraming mga free tutorials on YouTube, mga free tutorials na articles that you can search so that you'll be able to learn how to do or how to set up a dropshipping business. Ano ba yung dropshipping business? Basically, meron kang online store. Kapag mayroong bumili doon, yung order, ibabato doon sa supplier. So yung supplier, siya yung mag-fulfill ng order, mag-deliver. So basically, ikaw yung tumatanggap ng pera, tapos depende na doon sa arrangement mo with the dropshipping supplier, pwede mo silang bayaran weekly, monthly, or on a per-order basis. So basically, middleman ka. Bakit siya maganda for introvert? Kasi once you are able to properly set it up, parang nga siyang vending machine. Wala ka ng ibang gagawin kundi i-monitor. So ang pinaka-challenge lang dito is to set up that system, yung automated system na yon. However, yung mga kilala kong mga nagsimula sa dropshipping business, eventually they realize na mas mataas ang kikitain nila if they convert yung dropshipping business nila into a full-time online store. So dati meron sila, middleman sila, but eventually they were able to find or source their own products. So dinagdag na nila dun sa store nila. Tapos, yun na, bukod dun sa dropshipping supplier nila, meron na sila na rin silang sariling inventory na binibenta. Pwede pa rin yun na next level for your dropshipping business, pero that will entail you to talk to suppliers. So I don't know kung open ka to talking to suppliers, kasi yung mga dropshipping suppliers, usually you just email them, you connect their system dun sa website mo, etc. And pagdating naman sa dropshipping, marami na rin mga online templates and mga platforms na pwede mong gamitin para maging seamless yung connection nung online store mo. It will take a lot of time, I would say. Siguro mga a month of research, kasi you have to research on the product that you will sell, ano ba yung kaya mong ibenta, etc. And also, time to look for a good quality dropshipping supplier na sa kanila kakukuha ng produkto or sila yung i-connect mo doon sa store mo. And then lastly, setting up your marketing channel. So, okay din sa introvert yung online store kasi gagawa ka lang ng sales funnel, set up ka ng online ads, Facebook ads or Twitter ads or Google ads. Kasi once na ma-set up mo yon, may mga tao na pupunta sa website mo. Kung maganda yung copywriting and web design ng online store mo, they will buy. And then your dropshipping supplier will fulfill the order. So ikaw, nagmo-monitor ka lang and you don't really have to interact with a lot of people.
Our third most popular episode actually talks about the same topic as our top four. Mas nauna nga itong episode na ito. And in it, we shared four different ways you can earn extra income to beat inflation. At sa pagkakaalala ko, I made the Side Hustle for Introverts episode because I got a lot of requests na magbigay din daw ako ng ways to earn extra income kung medyo mahihain ka. So if you're an extrovert or you don't mind dealing with people every day, here's a clip and one of the tips I shared from episode 149. Number 1. Do freelancing. How do you get started in freelancing? First, identify your skill set. Think about what you are good at and what services you can offer. Ano ba ang kaya mong gawin? Popular and profitable skills are writing, graphic design, web development, and social media management. Second step, create a portfolio. Put together a collection or samples of your work to showcase your skills and abilities to potential clients.
Kung ang balak mo ay maging isang freelance writer, then write 2 to 3 articles that will showcase your skills and probably upload it online so that you can show it to potential clients. Third step, set up a freelancing profile. Gawa ka ng account sa mga freelancing platforms such as Upwork, freelancer.com, 199jobs.com, etc. Be sure to offer competitive rates. Determine your price based on your experience and market rates for your services. And learn how to negotiate with clients. Step number 4, network and market yourself. I-announce mo sa social media mo that you're doing freelancing. Magpatulong ka sa mga friends mo na baka meron silang pwedeng i-refer sa'yo na potential client. Additionally, you can also participate in online groups or communities and promote your services there. Hopefully, sooner or later, makakakuha ka ng first client mo. If so, be sure to communicate openly with your clients, meet your deadlines, and provide high-quality work. And of course, continuously improve your skills by staying up to date with the latest trends and advancements in your field. Remember that starting a freelancing career requires effort and patience, but with time and dedication, you can establish yourself as a successful freelancer and earn extra income. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I always remind people that saving money is good, but it's not enough if you want financial freedom. Napaka-importante ang mag-invest at alam naman natin kung bakit. However, there are actually less obvious but nevertheless excellent benefits when you make saving and investing a habit. This was what we talked about in episode 144 where I shared 7 ways investing makes your life better. It's the second most popular episode for 2023 and I hope ay mas na-motivate kitang mag-invest dahil dito.
You experience less stress during financial emergencies. Financial emergencies can happen when you least expect it. You can lose your job or become terribly sick. Your house can burn down or a typhoon can ravage your town. Life is unpredictable. But because you invest, it won't be as stressful when it happens as compared to having no savings and no investments at all. This way, you can focus on improving your situation and worry less about the money. Naalala ko yung isa kong kaibigan na unfortunately, nasunugan sila ng bahay. But their family is really financially educated. Meron silang mga insurance, meron silang savings, meron silang investments. So immediately, they were able to focus on finding a new place to stay. They immediately had the budget to have their old home cleaned and repaired and renovated, and even have plans for the reconstruction of their old house. Such a tragic event became a little bit easier because they didn't have to stress about money. For 2023, we were able to release 70 episodes, mga solo casts, event recordings, conversations with guests, and reblog episodes. Plus, we also started the 80% Express and Listen Back episodes last year. We'll continue doing them this year, but if I can be honest, napagod ako dun sa twice a week na normal plus special episode releases. So this year, magre-release tayo ng normal episodes every week and every now and then, probably every 2 weeks, meron tayong special episodes, yung reblog or the 80% Express. But now, let's go to our top episode, which is episode 145, entitled Good Business Ideas for 2023. Abangan nyo yung ating Good Business Ideas for 2024 and Where to Invest in 2024. Parating na yan this month. And among the 6 areas I tackled last year, I believe that there are still a lot of opportunities for sustainable and eco-friendly businesses in 2024. So, here's what I shared last year about this. Sustainable and eco-friendly businesses. More and more people are going green. As consumers are becoming more conscious of their impact on the environment, and there is a growing demand for sustainable and eco-friendly products and services. Pagdating sa sustainable and eco-friendly products, ang una nating naisip dito ay pagbebenta ng mga produkto na recycled or reused. So that's a good product that you can sell online. However, there's also an option to start a business that focuses on renewable energy, such as solar or wind power. Marami akong kilala nagpapa-install ng solar energy or solar panels sa bahay nila. You could be a supplier or even an installer of these types of alternative energy. You could install solar panels or wind turbines for homes and businesses. Another option would be to start a business that focuses on recycling or reducing waste. This could include developing a recycling program for businesses or creating products made from recycled materials, as I mentioned earlier. Recently, may mga nakikita ako ng mga nagbebenta ng mga recycled or upcycled ng mga clothes and accessories and home decors made from recycled materials. Another business idea that could be in high demand is sustainable transportation. This could be electric cars, electric bikes, and e-scooter rentals or sharing services. Sustainable agriculture and farming is also an idea with potential for growth. This could be starting a farm that focuses on organic and sustainable farming practices, or starting a business that sells locally sourced organic produce. Marami pa talagang areas to explore pagdating sa sustainable and eco-friendly businesses, and it's worth studying and exploring. As more people become aware of the impact of human activity on the environment,
they will be more likely to seek out eco-friendly products and services, really making this a profitable area to start a business in. It's the start of a brand new year that's filled with possibilities and fresh beginnings. The past year may have brought its share of challenges, but with every challenge comes an opportunity for growth and positive change. Let's embrace 2024 with hope and renewed motivation to take charge of our finances. This is the perfect time to set new financial goals, learn from past experiences, and pave the way for a brighter financial future. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig noong 2023 at sana ay kasama ko pa rin kayo ngayong 2024. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, Happy New Year, take care and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.